Under head coach Greg Eichenberger, the Pleasantville Trojans are a downhill running team, mainly out of the I formation, and have the mentality of, you know what we are going to do, so we dare you to try and stop it. However, there is a plan in place for when opposing teams start to bite on the run play and stack up the box a little too hard.
90 bubble left,
a play where there are two wide receivers on the left side of the quarterback who is under center with the normal I formation behind him. The play is targeted towards the inside receiver.
Call the 90 protection. That tells our line that we're in a three-step drop. Quarterback takes his three-step drop. Our inside receiver is running like a flare to replace the outside receiver. He tries to hit him in stride as he's going upfield. The outside receiver is going to block the first threat. We typically run this at any down and distance. We've run it on first and 10 all the way up to, you know, that I think that was a third and 8 at that time. We're looking at the coverage. If they're back pretty far, I think we ran quite a few of them versus Des Moines Christian because they played some deeper coverage. Just get in their hands, get them upfield, get what you can.
It's nothing too complicated, which is exactly how the Trojans like it. The goal of the play is simple.
Just trying to get our receivers in a one-on-one situation, athlete versus athlete, and see if we can beat them.
Normally, the receivers on this play are Gage Van Hollen.
Gets the snap on Worthy. Looks to throw. Out to Gage Van Hollen at the 50, across the 40, and he's gone! Gage Van Hollen at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown Trojans! 109 remaining until halftime, and they put more points on the board.
And Hunter Tyree.
Tyree catches it over there. He'll make a man miss. He's got wide open grass in front of him. At the 50, at the 40. They're not gonna get him. This is a 78-yard pass play. Hunter Tyree into the end zone. Touchdown, Trojans. Touchdown, Trojans.
The most important parts of the play are quarterback Owen Worthington delivering a quick and accurate throw after his three-step drop, and the outside receiver, who is not catching the ball, perhaps has the most important job.
Well, he's got a stock block to make sure that and he wants to try to force them inside because most receivers set up or most defensive backs set up inside, take away the inside. So he's trying to block him down so the bubble can get outside, hit the sideline, and get up the field.
The wrinkles in the play start to show if the other team has done their homework. The screen works at its best when there is only one corner on that side defending two wide receivers. If the defense cheats over, the Trojans have a plan.
Well, if they bring the safety or linebacker up and get really on him and, you know, really get physical with that inside receiver, then it makes it pretty tough. And then we have a audible off that then.
So Owen Worthington, who has the option to either audible to a double move for the intended recipient to run up the field, which the Trojans did against I-35 for a pass interference call, or simply go back to the Trojans' bread and butter, running it out of the already set up I formation, which quite frankly is probably something they wanted to do in the first place. For the Pleasantville Trojan Coaches Playbook and Football Friday Night Coverage, I'm Andrew Swadner.